Sefer Tehillim, this is shiur number 77. This will be the last shiur for Sefer Tehillim. We are using the commentary of Ma'am Loez. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening to any of our over 500 Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. These lectures are for free, and you can download them if you wish. And again, may the learning of Torah be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila as well. Chapter 149, Pasuk 1. Hallelujah, Shir LaShem, Shir Chadash, Tilosu Bikal Chasidim. Hallelujah, sing to Hashem a new song and His praise in the assembly of the saintly ones. In the present psalm, the singer talks about the future redemption, when they will sing to Hashem a new song. They will not be content with the songs already recorded. At that time, His praise, Hashem's name, will be acclaimed in the assembly of the saintly ones. The present psalm thus begins by speaking of the saintly ones, and it concludes by speaking of the saintly ones, as we'll learn in Pasuk 9. Having concluded the previous psalm, and He has raised the pride of His people, a praise for all His saintly ones, even for the children of Israel, a people near to Him, hallelujah. The singer goes back to the same thing, hallelujah. Sing to Hashem a new song, and His praise in the assembly of the saintly ones. Let Israel rejoice in His Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. As it says, for Hashem's portion is His people. A pasuk is found in the Chumash Devarim. The singer announces here that in the future there will be many saintly ones, and that praise of Hashem will be widespread among the numerous assembly of the saintly ones. This assembly will be a holy congregation of people overflowing with joyous praise of their Maker. A different interpretation says, at this time His praise is in the assembly of the saintly ones, for we acknowledge our reliance on His promises, notwithstanding they have not yet been fulfilled. But in the future it will be a new song, after all our trust will have been vindicated. Then Israel will rejoice in His Maker. Thus it says, when Hashem will return the captivity of Zion, we will be like dreamers. This refers to the time of the promise that we will be like dreamers. And when everything is actually fulfilled, our mouth will be filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Pasuk 2. Yismach Yisrael be'osav b'neitzion yegilu v'malkon. Let Israel rejoice in His Maker. Let the children of Zion, will be joyful in their King. Then Israel will rejoice in His Maker. Hashem formed the Jewish people. His people, the plural form of Osav, is an expression of honor. The children of Zion will be joyful in their King. It refers to the King Mashiach, who will reign over all the Jewish people. Israel will rejoice in His Maker. The essential joy will be with their Creator, for the glory of His name will become renowned throughout the world. The children of Zion will be joyful in their King, for He will return His Shechinah to Zion. Thus our sages have taught in the Medrash. Compare it to a matron whose husband, the king, her sons and the sons-in-laws, traveled to a far away country across the sea. When later people came and told her, "Your sons have arrived back," she replied, "What is that to me? Let my daughters-in-law rejoice." When her sons-in-law came back, she said, "What is that to me? Let my daughters rejoice." When, however, they told her, "Your husband, the king, has arrived," she said, "That is complete joy." So will it also be in the future. The prophets say to Yishlaim, "Your sons will come from afar," a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. And she tells him, "What is that to me?" But as soon as they say to her, "Behold, your king comes to you, he is just and victorious," a pasuk that's found in Zechariah, she says, "That is complete joy." As it says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion." And it says, "Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion." At that moment she says, "I will greatly rejoice in Hashem." A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Thus the Torah says here, Israel will rejoice in His Maker. The children of Zion will be joyful in their King. The children of Zion will be joyful in their King, for their King, Mashiach, will become revealed in Zion, as it says, How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings, that says to Zion, your God reigns, a pasuk that is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Since that redemption will suppress the redemption from its rhyme, so will the joy be greater. At the Exodus there were only drums and dances, and only the women participated. But here Israel will rejoice, both men and women. So will they also praise his name with dancing, sing songs of praise to him with drum and harp. Pasuk 3. Yahalulu shemo v'mochol b'sof v'chino yizamru lo. Praise his name with dancing, sing songs of praise to him with drum and harp. At that time they will rectify what they did not fulfill while they were in the land of Israel. For then they did not serve Hashem your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, as the pasuk says in Chumash Devarim. But in the future they will praise his name with dancing, sing songs of praise to him with drum and harp. Pasuk 4. Ki roitze Hashem mi'amo yifo'er anovim b'yishua. If Hashem wants favors his nation, he adorns the humble with deliverance. The Torah now explains why it is proper for the Jewish people to praise Hashem. For Hashem favors his nation. Out of all the nations he desires them, and he took them to be his special people. He adorns the humble with deliverance. He bestows a very special boon upon the humble among his people by adorning them with deliverance. A subtle interpretation says, if the Jewish people are deserving, then the deliverance comes through the righteous, as in the days of Mordechai and Esther. But if they are not deserving, it comes at the hand of the ordinary people. Thus it says in Hosea, I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was uncovered. That is what the singer says here. For Hashem wants his nation. When Hashem desires and favors Israel, then he adorns the humble with deliverance. The deliverance comes at the hand of the humble. The Medrash says, thus said David, everyone acclaims him, as it says, praise Hashem from the heavens, and as it says, praise Hashem from the earth. Then all the nations of the world acclaim him, whereupon Hashem says, although everyone acclaims me, I desire acclaim only from Israel, as it says, Hashem wants his nation. Why is that so? For Hashem said, sweet to me is the acclaim by which Israel acclaims me. Thus it says, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, a pasuk that's found in Shir HaShir. Another interpretation is based on the words of the prophet, neither will your land any more be termed forsaken, for Hashem delights in you, and your land will be espoused, a pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. That is to say, after you, Klal Yisrael will have extended to greatness, it will not be to your shame that once you had been forsaken, for you are not forsaken even now. Hashem looks down upon you, he sees you at all times in order to redeem you. It is we who hinder the redemption. That we seem forsaken is thus not a vilification of us, since it depends on what we do. That is what the singer says here. For Hashem wants his people, he adorns the humble with deliverance. It does not say God wanted his people, but that he wants his people all the time and in every moment. Pasuk 5. Yalzu chasidim b'chavad yiranenu amishkavosam. Let the saintly ones exalt in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their beds. The saintly ones among the people, as well as the humble, will exalt in glory. They will also sing for joy and praise the name of Hashem upon their beds, a time for secluded contemplation. This also alludes to the teaching of our sages, that an academy for Torah study was set up at the great site of King Yechizkiyahu. Since this was done in honor of the deceased, it was not an instance of mocking the poor, as found in Mishlei. That is what the Torah says here. Let the saintly ones exalt in glory, in honor of such individuals as Chizkiyahu and his companions. Let them sing for joy upon their beds. The singer also explains to you why his praise is in the assembly of the saintly ones. They also bring well-being into the world for the sake of others, and therefore the impression of Hashem's goodness is then evident as an abundant flow of the good. Thus the singer says here, why did I say, sing to the Hashem a new song and his praise in the assembly of the sainted ones? For Hashem favors his nation. He adorns the humble with deliverance. Let the saintly ones exalt in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their beds. All this conveys a greatly abundant flow of the good. The Midrash explains that the pasuk pertains to the honor and glory bestowed by Hashem upon the righteous at their departure from this world. They are upon their deathbed. In the Sefer Hasidim, it is written, there are righteous individuals who, when they are summoned to die, wash their hands and recite Psalm 29, ascribe to Hashem glory and strength. Said Rabbi Chiyo, when the righteous depart, three groups of ministering angels come forward to greet every tzaddik. Rabbi Yehuda bar Shimon, son of Rabbi Yishayo, said, Hashem himself greets him as it were, as it says, let the saints exalt in glory, let them sing for joy upon their beds. They wash their hands because there they sing praises to Hashem. The tzaddik departs for the place from where he has come. The reason he washes his hands is that there he is reborn, even as a newborn infant is washed. Our sages have expounded further, let them sing for joy upon their beds. Whenever a sage sits expounding Torah, declaring, thus said Rabbi Kiva, and thus said Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, their lips move in a whisper, as it says, causing the lips of the sleeping to move gently. Pasuk that's found in Shir Shirim, and it says, I will dwell in your tent of learning forever. Pasuk number 6, chapter 149, Pasuk 6. Romamos kel begronum becherev bepios biyodom. The lofty praises of Hashem are in their throat, and two-edged sword in their hand. When the Jewish people will have ventured forth to wage war against Gog and Magog, it will be with the lofty praises of Hashem in their throat and a two-edged sword in their hand. They will pray to Hashem and exalt Him for having brought them out of exile and for granting them the strength to vanquish their enemies with a two-edged sword in their hand. Our sages have expounded, when one recites the Shema on his couch before sleeping, that's another when one's going to sleep, he says the Shema, it is as if he grasps a two-edged sword in his hand. As it says, the lofty praises of Hashem are in their throat, and a two-edged sword in their hand. The proof for this is evident from the foregoing pasuk, let the saintly ones exalt in glory, let them sing for joy upon their beds. That's what we learned in the previous pasuk. They have expounded further, words of the Torah are likened to weapons. Just as armor and weapons save their owner's life, so words of Torah shield the person who toils in the study of them. Rabbi Shmuel says that a two-edged sword refers to the written Torah and the oral Torah. This also alludes to the teaching that when the voice is the voice of Yaakov, the hands are not the hands of Esau. That is what the singer says here. When Israel is occupied in Torah study, then the two-edged sword is in their hand, not in the hand of Esau. Pasuk 7, Lasos nekama vagoyim tochechos bal umim, to execute vengeance upon the nations and rebuke upon the peoples. The Jewish people will then execute vengeance upon the nations who come against them to wage war. However, first they will admonish them for coming and try to convince them to withdraw. Failing to dissuade them from waging war, Israel will then exact vengeance upon them. This also alludes to the following teaching of the sages. Hashem said to David, you occupy yourself with Torah study, and I will wage your wars. As it said earlier, lofty praises of Hashem are in their throat, and the two-edged sword in their hand. This refers to students of Torah, for the Torah is like a sword with two edges, the written Torah and the oral Torah. Since they study Torah for its own sake, as it says, lofty prayers of Hashem are in their throat, and a two-edged sword in their hand. They merit that Hashem should execute vengeance upon the nations and rebuke upon the peoples, just as Hashem had promised to do for David. Pasuk 8. Lasser malcheihem v'zikim v'nichbedeim v'chavlei barzel. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. After vengeance will have been executed upon those nations, as we learned in the previous pasuk, Israel will capture their kings and bind them with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. Thus will vengeance be exacted upon those of their enemies who still live. The enemy kings and nobles will deserve this humiliation for having plotted to blaspheme and revile. As it says, the kings of the earth stand forth and their rulers take counsel together against Hashem and against His anointed. That, then, is the written judgment. It was executed as well by Yeshua and by Shmuel. Some say to bind their kings with chains refers to the supernal princesses corresponding to the princesses below and their nobles with feathers of iron. For Hashem does not exact payment from a nation without also exacting payment from its supernal prince. Pasuk 9. La'asos b'hem mishpat kasuv hado hu l'chol chasidav hallelujah. To execute upon them written judgment, that is the majesty of all His saintly ones. Hallelujah. To execute upon them the written judgment, the judgment of the Torah, as it says in Chumash Vayikra, and your enemies will fall before you by the sword. That is the majesty of all His saintly ones. That future retribution will be at the splendor and grand majesty of all His saintly ones. Praise Hashem for this. Hallelujah. Some say to execute upon them written judgment is an instruction for proper judicial process. The saintly ones, the judges, are to write down everything said in the case, the words of the prosecutor and those of the defendant. Then they should announce to all the world how the particular crime was related to the particular punishment. As a result, everyone will acknowledge the justice of the judgment. We are now coming to the last parak in Tehillim, chapter 150. Pasuk 1, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Kel Bekotcho, Hallelujah, Bekia Uzo. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, praise Hashem in His sanctuary, praise Him in the firmament of His power. David composed the present psalm as the finale of thanksgiving and praise to Hashem for having merited to compose his book of psalms. Similarly, he expressed thanksgiving at the conclusion of each of the other books that comprise Sefer Tehillim. Accordingly, he says at the outset of the present psalm, Hallelujah, praise Hashem, and then goes on to say more specifically, praise Hashem in the sanctuary, which refers to the holy angels. This is followed by praise Him in the firmament of His power, which refers to the celestial host of stars and constellations or galaxies. Here in concluding his book of Psalms, Sefer Tehillim, David calls also upon the host of heaven and the supernal angels to sing a song. Similarly, it says, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Iyov, that is to say, at the outset, the morning stars, the Jewish people, will sing. Afterwards, will sing all the sons of God, all men. The singer prays, now that I have completed the book of Psalms, Hallelujah, praise Hashem in the sanctuary, praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Hallelujah is repeated 10 times, corresponding to the 10 utterances whereby the world was created. Some say, however, that this corresponds to David's 10 foes, 5 enemies among the nations of the world and 5 enemies among the Jewish people. He was saved from all of them. Corresponding to these 10 praises, our sages have instituted the 10 malchus chants be recited on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yosef said these correspond to the 10 commandments spoken to Moshe at Sinai. Pasuk 2, Hallelujah, Bigburosav, Hallelujah, Perov, Gudlo. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His abundant greatness. His mighty acts are the things done by Hashem in this lowly world via the pattern of nature. Praise Him for that. There are also His mighty acts against the nations as depicted in the preceding psalm. Praise Him also according to His abundant greatness, which refers to miraculous acts that contravene nature. It is further indicated here that a man is under obligation to offer a benediction for the bad as well as the good, and accept suffering with joy. Thus the Torah says, praise Him for His mighty acts, not in feeble speech, but according to His abundant greatness. Praise Him for the bad as you praise Him for the good, when you devoutly proclaim His abundant greatness. Pasuk 3, Hallelujah b'seika shofar, Hallelujah b'nebel v'chinor. praise Him with the blast of the horn, praise Him with the lyre and the harp, praise Him with all manner of musical instruments that stir the hearts of men, and true melody causes divine spirit to rest upon them. Dove begins with the blast of the horn, which also includes trumpets, followed by praise Him with the lyre and the harp. Pasuk 4. Halleluhu besof u'mochol halleluhu b'minim u'ugov. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and the pipe. The pasuk amplifies upon the theme that one should praise Hashem with all manner of instruments. Some say that minim is the name of a melody, because the pasuk says halleluhu b'minim u'ugov. Pasuk 5. Hallelujah b'tzilzlei shama, hallelujah b'tzilzlei seru'a. Praise Him with resounding cymbals, praise Him with clashing cymbals, praise Him with loud sounding instruments, compare and with cymbals making a noise. A pasuk that's found in Divrei Hayamim. David divides those who give praise into four categories. Corresponding to the angels, he says, praise Hashem in the sanctuary. Although they are also called holy beings, all attest that Hashem, blessed be He, is the source of all holies, and His holiness transcends their holiness. Thus it says, Hashem, who is revered in the most secret council of the holy ones. Then the singer mentions the realm of celestial bodies, declaring, praise Him in the affirmation of His power. Although their actions are perceived in the world below, they are actually servants of Hashem performing His command. Then he speaks of the world below, mentioning the nations of the world and Israel. The nations should behold His mighty acts and praise Him. Since the Jewish people are most knowledgeable about God's greatness, they should therefore praise Him according to His abundant greatness. Note that it says according to His abundant greatness, does not say by His abundant greatness, for it is not possible to relate all the greatness of Hashem. Pasuk 6, Kol Hanishama Tahalel Yo Halleluka. Let every soul with every breath praise Hashem, Hallelujah. Having spoken about praise and acclaim of Hashem through vocal and instrumental expression, the singer says that the praise by the soul is the principal praise. Together the praise is then complete. Thus he says, let every soul praise Hashem. The soul alone will praise Hashem in the world to come. But in this world, all three expressions of praise are necessary: through voice, through musical instruments, and by the soul. After having called upon the angels to offer praise, the singer directs himself to all inhabitants of the world, all nations and individuals, the old and the young. Let them offer praise of Hashem by every type of musical instrument. In the Pesukei de Zimra, this final pasuk is repeated to indicate that it concludes Sefer Tehillim. This is immediately followed by the three verses, blessed be Hashem forevermore, Amen and Amen. Blessed be the Shem, God, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things, and blessed be His glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with His glory, Amen and Amen. It is customary to recite as well, blessed be Hashem out of Zion, who dwells at Yerushalayim. Hallelujah. We conclude with these pesukim for the following reasons. The pasuk, because prayers pass by way of Yerushalayim, the site of the directed gate, the verse, for we are one lamp among 70 wolves, and great is the shepherd who watches over us. So is the glory of Hashem should spread throughout the entire world. The repeated Amen and Amen relates to time and place. According to the Medrash, Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Hanina, a man must give praise to the Creator for each and every breath he takes. The reason is that it says, with every breath, Neshima here linked to Neshama, praise Hashem. Our sages also adduce from here that a blessing is to be recited over aromas, for it says, let every soul praise Hashem. What is that thing from which the body does not benefit and the soul does benefit? Say, that's aroma. The present pasuk is also explained based on the following teaching of our sages. In the future, an echo voice will resound on mountain peaks and declare, anyone who has performed these, let him come and receive his reward. The Holy Spirit will shout and declare, who has a claim on me from before that I should repay him when everything under the heaven is mine? A pasuk that's found in Iyov. Who has sung praise in my presence before I had given him a soul? That is what the singer says here. Let every soul praise Hashem. Let no man say, I praise by my own power. Rather, let him praise Hashem for having been enabled to praise. In the present pasuk, David expresses his yearning to delight always in the shine of the divine presence, and to offer boundless praise to Hashem for the very fact that he offers praise, for he craves to constantly offer praise all his life. Some explain that the entire present psalm pertains to the gladness and joy of the Messianic days. Thus, praise God in his sanctuary refers to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Praise him in the firmament of his power refers to the temple on high that corresponds to the temple below. Praise him for his mighty acts that he will then inflict upon the nations of the world, as it says, Hashem will go forth as a mighty warrior, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Praise him according to his abundant greatness. At that time, of which it says, thus will I be exalted and sanctified, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yecheskel. Praise him with the blast of the horn, for then the great horn will be sounded to gather in all the exiles. Praise him with the lyre and harp. Let every soul praise Hashem. Hallelujah. Let every soul praise Hashem. Hallelujah. David says, I permit everyone to praise Hashem, for David is their king, and he is the anointed one, the sweet singer of Israel, pasuk that's found in Shmuel Beis. Some say, every soul will praise Hashem, as it says, and Hashem will be king over all the earth. On that day, Hashem will be one, and his name one, a pasuk that's found in Zechariah. David began Sefer Tehillim with the words Ashrei, the first letters of Avi Shlomo Rosh Yisrael, father of Shlomo, head of Israel. And he concludes with Kol HaNeshama DeHalel Ko, the first letters of which have the same numerical equivalent numerical value as Mashiach ben David, Mashiach the son of David. The Medrash says, when David HaMelech completed Sefer Tehillim, his spirit became haughty. Master of the world, he said before Hashem, among all your creatures in the world, is there any other that chants songs and praises more than myself? At that moment, a frog appeared before him and said, David, let not your spirit grow arrogant, for I chant songs and praises more than you. What is more, for each and every song that I recite, there are 3,000 parables, as it says in Melachim Aleph, and he spoke 3,000 parables, and his songs were 1,005. What is more, I am involved in performing a great mitzvah. On the seashore, there is a certain form of life that draws its sustenance solely from the sea. When it sees me, it reaches out and devours me. Said Rabbi Yossi, it has been my portion to be among those who complete reciting praises every day. Some say he meant that the Sefer Tehillim, Rashi says that it refers to the two concluding psalms. The Goonim have explained that this refers to this final psalm alone. The conclusion of the Sefer Tehillim is linked to its beginning. Here it says, let every soul praise Hashem, hallelujah, which expresses man's purpose to transform his physical being into a spiritual soul that will praise Hashem. That is to be accomplished by means of the Torah, as came true for King David, who said about himself, my heart is emptied within me. The same thing is expressed by happy is the man who has not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor stood in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seat of the scornful, but his desire is to strive in the Torah of Hashem, and he meditates in his Torah day and night. Every instant the soul wants to leave the body, but Hashem does not let it depart. That means that every instant the person is like a new being. This should give one strength. In the midst of prayer or Torah study, a man may be assailed by the recollection of his sins, and he asks himself, how can I possibly stand before my Maker to pray or study Torah. Let him be consoled, for in that very instant he's already a new person. A different reading of this final pasuk says, with every breath praise Hashem. The devout and saintly individual is not certain of his life and regards every instant of living as a loving kindness for which he gives thanks to Hashem. Thus the singer says, Hashem said to me, you are my son, this day I have begotten you. Every day a person should think of himself as having been born today. Accordingly, the Tanna says, if I am not for myself, who is for me? How shall I regard my money as mine, if I myself am not mine? My life is not in my hands. The Tanna says further, if I am for myself, what am I? When Hashem takes back his portion, and I remain with my portion of flesh and blood, what am I? And if I do not act now, when will I act? Thus our sages have said, do not believe in yourself until the day of your death. That is what Yaakov said. If Hashem will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Bereishis, at that very moment that I'm eating bread and wearing a garment, I believe that Hashem is the giver. At the completion of Sefer Tehillim, David HaMelech says, all the praises that I have uttered, it is enough to utter praise in the breath that Hashem grants with man. For every breath, praise Hashem. And with this, Baruch Hashem, we have concluded Sefer Tehillim.